We're going to crush Maasai.
But you're doing Matos and Maasai, right?
Right. So the parts is on Maasai, because I'm going to talk about the pasuk about Pesach. And this it goes through all of Bnei Israel, and they're going through the Midbar, and they left Ramses in Egypt on the 15th day of the first month, right? They left with Bnei Israel in outstretched hands, the eyes of all Egypt. And the Kamenetsky says on this pasuk that about the Mamacharat HaPesach that I need to bring the El Parshat Bo, that you should see what I said over there. This is the Emes Yaakov. To say what I said before in Parshat Bo, that we spent a long time Arachnu Be'er. Macharat HaPesach here refers to the 15th of Nisan. But in Sefer Yeshua, it uses the same word, Machar Pesach, and it means the 16th of Nisan. And that we have to look at. So that's the fact that the Torah calls the day they left Egypt, left Mitzrayim, they call it Machar Pesach, reminds us that in the Torah, the holiday that we call Pesach is actually Chag HaMatzot. That the Torah calls Pesach the day we called Erev Pesach. We know that, right?
Okay.
Christians make a big deal between the Feast of Passover and the Feast of Passover.
But when we say the Machar HaPesach, like we're talking about the Omer, referring to the second day.
Ah, the problem is that we have two different... that on the first day of what we call Pesach. So
Pesach means
15th
of May. Your sound is doing
Pesach. I'm sorry?
The sound is doing the thing.
The clicky thing? Yeah. The clicking? Oh, should I do it on the phone? Or I'll switch to the phone.
No, I can hear better on the computer. Like it sounds better on the computer, but I can't hear you.
Can you give me more cereal? I'm ready to put a note for the cereal. Somebody called to you?
Your participant ID. You are in the meeting now. There is one other participant in the meeting. This meeting is being recorded.
Can you hear me? Yeah, okay. Hopefully it won't be listening. And I probably should get a real microphone. Okay, so that Mechara Pesach in our pasuk is the 15th of Nisan, they offer the Korban Pesach on the 14th of Nisan, they leave Macharat on the 15th. But when Bnei Israel come to Eretz Israel, there in Sefer Yeshua, it says, Bnei Israel be Gilgal, and they come to Gilgal and make their first Pesach in Eretz Israel. And then, and they ate from the produce of the land on Macharat HaPesach, the day after the Pesach. Matzot, kaloi, they had matzah, they had parched grain, etzemilzen that very day. If they're eating from the land, it must be the day of the Omer, which is the day after the first day Yontif, which is the 16th.
Right.
Okay, and that's the Gemara. So that Machar HaPesach in the Torah means the 15th of Nisan. Machar HaPesach in Sefer Yeshua means the 16th of Nisan.
But we don't, like the kids, when they learn about the Omer, like the Pesach says Machar HaPesach, and that's in the Torah.
Well, it says Machar HaShabbat.
Oh, Machar HaShabbat, right.
Right. When you come to the land and you cut, you harvest its grain, then the gate of the Omer, you should wave the Omer offering Machar HaShabbat, the day after the Shabbat, after the day after Yontif. So it doesn't say Machar Pesach. And the lech and kaluy v'chamer lo tefuat etzam yom hazeh. Who has the same phrase as in Yeshua, right? Kaluy be'etzam yom hazeh. So that's what it's talking about. So the one suggestion of why is that the language change, just like the language change for us. We call Pesach the 7 days of the holiday, not Erev Pesach. And maybe time Yeshua that they'd already they already mentally changed the name. Because Erev Pesach and Pesach was what the Torah calls Chag HaMatzah. And that's some of the Bali Tosa, Panav Merzeh says. It's referred to the Eim Mevim Rayim Yidivrei Kabbalah al Divrei Torah. You can't give a proof between Divrei Kabbalah, which is the Gemara word for Nach, where's the Torah? That the language is different. As the Re says here in Tosfot, Lashon HaTorah Lachud, Lashon Nevi'im Lachud, Lashon Chachamim Lachud. But language changes. That's only possible. Rebbeinu Tam has a different explanation and reparses the whole Pasuk and says, that they ate matzah on the day after Pesach, which still means the 15th, but that was from Yashan. And then the Kalui Be'etam Yom HaZeh was the Chadash. I want to say we go back to the MSI. He has a different approach, which goes back to the Rashba. Trying to understand the fundamental question of the Jewish calendar: when does the day begin? Right. We know the day begins practically at sunset. It goes from sunset to sunset. The Rashba says that's not the way it works. Look back and say, "Voracious." Adel came in Orla Kodesh. This is Rashbam. She Yudbed Shaot Hayahayom. Bakarka Halal Yudbed. But there's 12 hours of day, daytime, then 12 hours of nighttime. Day begins at dawn.
You're
in next dawn. Or Tehila Bakarka Kosha. Okay. Shari Tehila Briyata Olam Hayabamamar Vahi Or. Because creation started with Vahi Or. So that's the daytime. So that's the light part of the day and then the night. So when it says that you have the entire daytime, then it became evening, then you had the whole nighttime, and then it became morning, and then it was the next day. Rashbam says that the day starts with the morning. And Ibn Ezra was horrified by that. He had wrote a whole book called Igeret HaShabbat. So he says, I heard that you got, we don't know who he's writing this to, you got a book of Perush on the Torah, which everyone agrees with the Rashbam, Shem Katuv V'chalal Leil Shabbat, and says there you should be Mechalal Shabbos at night. He interpreted this to mean that you should start Shabbos in the morning, because that's when the day starts, and that's terrible. I almost tore my clothes, and I tore up this whole book because I didn't like it. And I decided I was going to write this long letter to explain when the day actually starts. Day starts in the evening time. The Rashi says day starts in the morning. Ibn Ezra says no, day starts in the evening. And if you believe it starts in the daytime, then you're going to be Mechal Shabbos because you're going to start daytime. You can start your Shabbos in the morning. The general answer is Ashbam isn't telling you when Shabbos starts, telling you what Pshat and Bereshis is. It's not a terrible thing. What was interesting is that Art Scroll in the Mikra Kedola actually took out Ashram's comment. They said it was probably forged, it was probably, I won't read the whole thing over here, that they decided that they were going to put in some of Rashbam, but not all of Rashbam. They actually censored the Rashbam. And the fact is that the scroll is wrong. Because most Achronim hold like the Rashbam. But basically, at Bereshit, the day started with the morning. The halakhic day starts with the evening. It's not different from creation was in Tishrei and the Jewish New Year starts in Nisan. It's not a terrible thing.
If we do that,
I'm sorry.
I said, yeah, we do that kind of thing sometimes.
Right, right. That's that. It's right that Even the Ibn, you know, the Ibn Ezra is very upset by this, but Rashi clearly lit Shabbos candles at night. Yeah. You know, well, Bali close to us. That's fine. And for instance, the Chasam Sofer.
Yeah.
But when one of his tshuvas dealing with when Matan Torah was. Mm. What day was it? The fifth, the sixth? So that question, he says, Yishlamar, the Kaimalan, behold, Bishra Yom Halecha Alachar Lai. That for Jews, the daytime goes after the nighttime. In other words, the day starts at evening and it continues to next Arab, next day. But for the rest of the world, they consider the day to start at dawn. In that order. And from the day of Israel, before Matan Torah, Keshbarach and Hashem did Ben Noah. So when the Hashem is counting each day, it'll be 3 days, it's talking about the day and then the daytime and the nighttime. When Bnei Yisrael accepted, said not to Bnei Yisrael, they decided to go the other way. But actually, there's an interesting halakhic idea from Rabbi Akiva Eger. Says that, you know, a non-Jew who keeps the Shabbos, five Misa, you've heard that. Mm-hmm. Crazy people are converting. They want to keep Shabbos. I'm not converting. How can you tell someone, go ahead and, you know, light a candle in the middle of Shabbos. They take it very seriously. He says it's fine because if they're not Jewish, then their Shabbos really is Saturday, starts in the morning, goes into the next morning, into Sunday morning. So as long as they do Malacha, Motzei Shabbat, then they're not keeping Shabbos. It's not a problem.
Interesting.
They can keep Shabbos Friday night into Saturday night. Might have done a candle. Not keeping Shabbos, so they're not being goyishik. Because for a non-Jew, the day goes from the morning to the next morning. And so that's fine. So it's a cute idea. So. How does that relate to the question of Mechara Shabbat? Rav Kamesi assumes that Rashbam's right. They don't tell Art Scroll that, because all over everywhere else. He has 6 pages on this, assuming that Rashbam's right, that before Matan Torah, the day started in the morning. Which meant that if he says that if Mechara Pesach means the day after eating the Korban Pesach. What day did they eat the Korban Pesach when they left Egypt? It was the night after the 14th. I mean, before Matan Torah, that was still the 14th of Nisan. The Mechara Pesach is the 15th of Nisan, which is the next morning. When they come to Eretz Yisrael, they've already accepted the Torah. So that they're eating the Korban Pesach. The Seder is still the same night, but at that point it's the 15th because they've already started the next day. So Mechara Pesach at that point is the 16th, and that's not a problem. So Mechara Pesach is 10 times Nisan. Reduk Inachon Hu. That's the Emes Yaakov. Very cute. Very clever. Why does that matter? Why do I care? Why is it important to change the definition of a day to Matan Torah?
It says,
this is the Emes Yaakov. Today, Yom Lushdanu Eitzel Yisrael.
This is what I did by Hashem.
And back up here.
You said that you don't know what I'm doing. I take hand and put them
into the us. It's Basisabria, because it's at Matan Torah that creation reached its purpose. It says, the pasuk says, "Vayi erev vayi boker yom hashishi." It was evening then morning on the sixth day, which is where we get the idea that we start the day with erev. But hashishi, why is it the sixth day? God made a condition. With all creation, said in Israel, mekabling the Torah on that sixth day of Sivan, then the world will continue to exist. In love, ani machzir etchem l'tova v'ohu. So that's so that accepting the Torah was the day that creation really happened. It reached its purpose. It finally became real. And that's why Hayom Olecha Karalaya, that's when you get to the point where it starts in the evening. Because when we start the day in the evening, we're saying that creation didn't start with Vayi'ar. That there was something before that. There was a plan to creation. Hashem, it's a kelba right to bara alma. As the Nevi Chaim says, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is a kelba right to bara alma. Hashem looked it looked into the Torah and created the world. And Barnash, and people, as the Kelba Baraita, the people look, human beings will look in the Torah, Lukayim Alma, and they keep the world going. That when we start the day from the evening beforehand, we're saying that there is something that comes before the creation of the physical world, that there's a purpose, there's an underlying plan to the world. And that's what saying by era comes before both. That Yom and that's what this change in what Mamachada Pesach meant was the change in how we look at the whole purpose of the universe. That was trying to summarize as fast as possible.
No, that was really fast. Okay, thank you. No, I feel like I need to actually like read the sources because that usually helps me, but I can't really.
Okay, well, I feel better.
Thank you.
Stop recording.